Raise your hands. Okay. Not many. Congregation. So everyone, I guess everyone is familiar with the 99% here, familiar with the with International Society for Krishna Consciousness and the what we represent and the standards that we follow in trying to re-spiritualize the society and the world with higher values to make the world a better place and to attain, reawaken our dormant love for Krishna and go back to Godhead after this life. So the Prabhupada says we chant Hare Krishna, we serve Krishna, and we tell others about Krishna, but we benefit from it. And then that's the filling the time between now and when we go back to Godhead. Prabhupada said Krishna consciousness is a waiting game. We're waiting for the mercy of the Lord. And generally you have to wait till you leave your body to get to... everyone has to wait till they leave their body, the karmis, the yogis, the jnanis. They all have to wait to leave their body to get the results, so the full result. So our full result of going back to the spiritual world. So in the meantime, we accept, we're following in the principles that are given by the great Vaishnavas, following in their footsteps, and then at the end we're waiting for the mercy of the Lord and His devotees that we can go back and join Krishna in His blissful pastimes in the spiritual world. So this month coming, Purushottam month, which starts tomorrow? Day after tomorrow? 16th. So it's almost upon us. It's a very, very auspicious month. There is a... A narration here from Padma Purana, one of the Puranas in the mode of goodness. There's six Puranas, 18 Puranas, sorry. Six for those in the mode of goodness, six for those people in the mode of passion, six for those people in the mode of ignorance. So something for everyone. The Vedas are very vast and they cater for everyone, even the from top to bottom, to just to keep everyone in the human form of life and progressive. So they have different scriptures for different people because everyone is slightly different, you see. So therefore some people think there's contradiction in scriptural injunctions. But there's no actual contradiction. Everyone is not the same and everyone can follow a different path. But the goal is the same. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, those who follow the path of karma, jnana, yoga, ultimately they come to the path of bhakti, ultimately. But bhakti is a direct path, but many people won't take directly. Because we think that we are the doers, it's all dependent on me. And depending on my inclinations, then Krishna gives that. If you think you're the doer and you want to enjoy life here, so you practice karma yoga. And then that will purify you. And if you think you're very learned and detached, then you can practice jnana and yoga. You follow this. And when you perfect that, then you can understand things in the right perspective. By following those paths, you'll get purified. And as Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanama Bhajanati, that after many, many births of being a jnani, a wise man, then he understands Vasudev Krishna. Vasudev Savamiti. Krishna is the all-in-all. He's the actual purpose. And to reconnect with Him again, to re-establish that link, that relationship, which is the essence of our existence, is a relationship with the Lord. God is one. He has expanded Himself into many, that is me, you, and everyone, every living entity, for pleasure. So the existence of the living entity, the essence of our existence, is Lord Krishna's pleasure, to give Him pleasure. But in the material world, we're unfortunate. We're thinking of my pleasure. my pleasure is more important than Krishna. If we remember Krishna, that is. We're not so lucky. But now we're lucky because the devotees are coming and shaking us up. Fortunately, the Vaishnavas are here to help us. We can hang on to their lotus feet and they will guide us. They can give us a proper mentality and the proper activities to reawaken that love of Krishna. So Krishna consciousness is not something we want to aspire to. It's something which is already there in the heart. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema, it is said. That love of Krishna, that is your very existence. That is your actual, that what we call Sanatana Dharma, the eternal occupation of the living entity, is to serve the Lord in love. So, but that's just covered. So the process is uncovering, reviving that consciousness, bringing it out again. It's not something extra material that we have to bring in. It's something which is already there that we have to purify the coverings. And we purify the coverings by the process of bhakti, I mean serving Krishna. And that process, all these processes, they purify the karma, jnana and yoga, they purify. But karma, jnana and yoga, when they purify you, then you give up those and you take to the bhakti. But in bhakti you don't change anything because the bhakti is the means and the goal. Bhakti is the goal we want to attain to, and bhakti is the direct process that we're following. So that's the difference. And if you follow those other paths very well, but you don't get Krishna, then what is the result? And what is the use? But if you practice bhakti and you don't get the result, you've practiced bhakti. You've got all that credit from practicing bhakti. So this is the direct process. And within that, there's like 64 limbs of bhakti. Out of those, 9 are very prominent, most favorable, beginning with hearing about Krishna, chanting, repeating Krishna, remembering Krishna, serving the deity of Krishna, serving Krishna, this surrendering everything unto the Krishna, praying to Krishna. So these nine devotional processes, 9 angas of bhakti, as we say, this is the best position to keep yourself in while you're in the material world, connected with one of these 9 devotional processes. They're the best of the 64, and of them, out of the 64, 5 are very important. Chanting the names, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, worshipping a deity, and residing in the holy place. So, this next month, there's special bonuses in life. It's like this Purushottam month, like you have Kartik month or Chaitra. Different months of the year which offer much more result than the regular months. So like in the dham, in the holy dham, when you perform activities there, you get 1,000 times the benefit as you would in another place. So you chant one round in Vrindavan, it's like chanting 1,000 rounds in Mumbai. Great benefit there. So we'll hear some of the glories of this new month which is coming up. So this is from Padma Purana. Once upon a time, thousands of sages came together in a holy place called Naimasanya to perform sacrifices. To their very good fortune, the great sage Suta Goswami, who had been traveling to different pilgrimage sites, arrived there along with his disciples. The sages present were very enlivened to see him. They all stood up immediately to pay their respects to the great sage and offered him a very nice Vyasasan and requested him with folded hands to sit down on it. And then they said to him, "O Sutaji, we humbly request to tell us something about the wonderful activities and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are many thousands of such narrations, but we want to hear the most perfect one, by following which we can be delivered from this material ocean and return back to Godhead." And Suta Goswami said, "O sages, I am just now come from Hastinapur, where I heard Srimad Bhagavatam from the lotus mouth of Sukadeva Goswami. Now I will tell you about the all-attractive activities and pastimes of the Lord." Once long ago, Sri Narada Muni reached Badrika Ashram, the residence of Sri Narayan Rishi. The river Alakananda was flowing from his lotus feet. Narada paid his obeisances to Lord Narayan and prayed, O Lord of the demigods, O ocean of mercy, O master of creation, you are all truthful, the essence of all truths. I offer my obeisance unto you. O Lord, in this material world, all living entities are busily engaged in sense gratification. They have forgotten the ultimate goal of life. Please, therefore, explain something which will be beneficial both for the householders and sages in a renounced order, like me. Something that will help us attain self-realization and return home back to Godhead. This is the goal of life, is to go back to Godhead. Told by Brahmajnanasya, the first aphorism in the Vedanta Sutra, that now one has attained the human form of life, which is very rarely attained. Human beings are very least of the species. Now you can inquire about the absolute truth. Now you can inquire about the purpose of existence. This distinguishes the animals from humans. So if one doesn't inquire, then what is the difference between a human being and an animal? This is the Srimad Bhagavatam says very strongly. Because both are doing the same thing. We're doing four things in life: eating, sleeping, trying to enjoy, and defending. That's it. So the animals, insects, they're all doing the same thing. What's the difference? So if you don't use the extra intelligence that we have, the ability that we have as the human form of life, to ask these questions like, who am I? What is the meaning of life? Then what is the difference between the human and an animal? Srimad Bhagavatam, very strong. Oh, it starts like this. For human, civilized human beings. So human form is very, very rare. There's only 8 billion humans in the planet, this planet. There's as many plants in Chaupati as there are human beings on the planet. Right? It's very, very small. So it's very rare to actually get a human birth. We don't think like that, but actually it is. And then it's very even more rare to actually want to actually inquire. Most people are too busy trying to fulfill those necessary needs of life, those four, trying to perfect eating, perfect sleeping, perfect enjoying, and perfect defect. That's the whole, takes up 24 hours a day doing those things, unfortunately. So he says, I will, hearing the sweet words of Narada, Lord Narayan smiled. He said, Narada, please listen to the narration about the supremely pious pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. For they will diminish all sinful reaction. Simply by hearing the pastimes of Krishna, it destroys the seeds of karma that we have waiting to fructify from previous births. That's one of the specialities of bhakti. By performing bhakti, it actually destroys seeds which are yet to manifest of karma. Because, whatever we're doing now, whatever experience we're going through in life, is simply a result of our previous pious and impious activities. Which is basically, it means karma. You're going to, you have so much enjoyment to experience in this lifetime, and so much distress to experience. Really, you can't change that, because that's coming from past. It's more or less fixed. But the process of bhakti, it destroys those. They don't manifest. So it's very quick process, very direct process, very special process, because it's not different from Krishna, his service. And the and often we'll say, when you fall down or you have an accident and you cut your finger, the devotees the great devotee says, I should have broken my arm, actually, but I only cut my finger by Krishna's mercy. And this is actually a fact. Because, you know, the reverses in life, problems in life, have to teach us, have to give us the impetus to move on, to ask this question, why? I don't want to get old, I want to get sick, I don't want to die. I don't want to have all these troubles yet. They just keep coming. And so then this is the main reason why most people turn to God, because of problems. Right? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, the four kinds of pious people come to me. Right? Atatati, Jasu, and Jani. Yeah, but most of them are in they're having problems. your poverty, or there's other problems with the. So you're going to Krishna to remove the problems. Even the inquisitive person, he's a little better off. He's got more time to think. Then he's thinking, I wonder what is the meaning of life. And the Jnani, who actually understands that what the purpose of life is. But, you know, so they're pious people in the material, but none of they're not really going. They're not going to serve Krishna. They're not going for Krishna's pleasure. You see. They were turning to Krishna because they're feeling a lack in their lives, and they frustrated that we can't fix it ourselves. So we have faith that Krishna can fix it for us. So that's why mainly people turn to the Lord. So that's how the material world is arranged. Krishna says it's created like that. So you're trying to enjoy it, but with every enjoyment, there's the other side. There's always two sides of it. That's to give the impetus that you'll give up that idea of trying to make the world a comfortable place to live. It's not meant to be like that. That swaga loka is already there. That's comfortable. In the higher planetary system, swaga loka, that's comfortable. But you never hear of anyone going back to Godhead from swaga loka. It's so nice. And no problems. Everyone's beautiful. Everyone lives a long time. No one has this. You don't have to work. It's a problem-free place. You have a child, and the baby grows up to a youth immediately. No changing nappies, no crying, and you know. I mean, all the problems. It's so nice. So who'd want to leave that place? So that's the problem there. It's too nice. So they stay there till. Till their karma is finished, and then they take birth again as a human being. So it's like that. So we want to get over these difficulties which Krishna has given. So he's given the special bonus of this month. So this, he says, Krishna, just by hearing about these pastimes of Krishna, just by hearing, simply. So the Prabhupada said, you can go back to Godhead just by hearing. That's all. That will cleanse the heart. They will diminish all sinful reaction. You already know of the activities of the Supreme Lord, but for the benefit of others, you are asking me again. He's telling Narada, you know everything, because Narada also knows Krishna very well. So I will tell you about the glories of the sacred Purushottam month, which is fully potent and grant not only material happiness, but also qualify one to return back to Godhead at the end of the life. This is what we want, right? We want happiness in this life and go back to Godhead. And this is what we're all really looking for. Narada Muni inquired, the Lord, I have heard the glories of all months, including Kartik, Chaitra, etc. But which month is this Purushottam month, O Ocean of Mercy? Please tell me about this sacred month. Never heard of it. What is the way to glorify this month? What should I do in this month? How should I take baths, give in charity? What should I chant? Who should I worship? Should I observe fasting in this month? Please tell me everything in detail. Sita Goswami says, O sages, after hearing all these questions from Narada, Lord Narayan began to speak. from his moon-like lotus mouth. Or Narada, I will tell you something which was previously explained by Lord Krishna to Maharaj Yudhisthira. Once Dharmaraj Yudhisthira lost everything, his empire, his palace, and even his chaste wife Drupadi to Duryodhana in a gambling match. At that time, Drupadi was insulted by Dushasana in front of the whole royal assembly. But when Dushasana tried to strip Drupadi naked, she was saved from such a dangerous situation by Lord Sri Krishna. After this incident, Yudhisthira Maharaj, along with his brothers, his wife, left his kingdom and lived in Kamyavan, in Vrindavan. One time, Sri Krishna, the son of Devaki, visited the Pandavas in that forest. All the Pandavas, including Drupadi, were very happy to see the Lord, and they forgot about their painful forest life. Immediately, they felt enriched with new life just by taking Lord Sri Krishna's darshan. They paid their obeisances at the Lord's lotus feet. Seeing the miserable condition of the Pandavas, Sri Krishna became very upset. At the same time, he became very angry towards Duryodhana. It appeared as if the Lord was going to destroy the whole universe. And so the Pandavas became fearful and began to pray to the Lord in a humble mood. Listening to the humble prayers of Arjuna, the Lord composed himself and said, "O Arjuna, being very pleased with all of you Pandavas, and being controlled by your devotion and friendship towards me, I will tell you about the wonderful history of Purushottam month. Once upon a time, by the arrangements of Providence, an extra month came into the world. Everyone took this month to be most inauspicious. Karmas, moila month they call it. Bad month, inauspicious. And even saw it as a stool-like month. Just as one should not touch stool, this month was also seen as untouchable. It was constantly unprotected and blasphemed and rejected by everyone as an improper time for any religious and auspicious activities." This comes every 3 years, right? 3-4 years. There's an extra month according to the lunar calendar. So that month, this is what we're talking about. So nobody likes this month normally. But Krishna is telling very esoteric secrets about this month. So being so rejected by all human beings and constantly hearing only bad words and blasphemy, the personality of this extra month became very upset. She came to Vaikuntha to explain her sorrowful situation to the Lord. Seeing Lord Vishnu on his Simshan, she fell down at his lotus feet in a mood of sorrow and grief. Tears were falling profusely from her eyes. She prayed to the Lord, "O ocean of mercy, I have come to you because I am helpless. I have been rejected and blasphemed by all people of the world. Please protect me. Please show me your mercy. Please don't be indifferent to me." Saying these words, the extra month, Adhikamas, continued crying in front of Lord Vishnu and sat down before him in a dejected mood. Seeing the humble and pitiful position of the extra month, Lord Vishnu became very merciful towards her. He told her, "Do not lament. I shall give you protection from all your miseries. Please stop crying. It's not proper to lament after taking shelter at my lotus feet." Being so consoled by the Lord, the extra month said, "O Lord, you know my painful condition. No one is in a more miserable situation in all these three worlds than I. First of all, the other months, years, days, nights, directions, etc., are being protected by you. And so they're always moving fearlessly in their unique, charming moods. But I am an extra month. I don't have any name. I don't have any protector, nor a husband to give me shelter. All the demigods and human beings here have rejected me for any auspicious activities. For this reason, O Lord, I want to die immediately." O Narada, this extra month then repeatedly said, "I want to die, I want to die, I just want to die." And she fainted at the lotus feet of the Lord. Being requested by Lord Vishnu, Garuda started fanning the extra month. And after some time, she got up and began to speak again. O Lord of the universe, I am in need of your shelter. Please protect me. Lord Vishnu told the extra month, O child, please don't lament. Your misery will be finished very soon. Get up. Come with me to Golok Vrindavan, which is unobtainable even to the great yogis. Goloka is the abode of Lord Krishna. Here Lord Sri Krishna is in his two-handed form, surrounded by gopis and enjoying his eternal pastimes. The Supreme Sri Krishna of Goloka will deliver you from all your miseries. Please come with me. Then Lord Vishnu took Mula Mas to Goloka by catching her by the hand. From a distant place, Lord Vishnu and Mula Mas observed the effulgence of Goloka. This dazzling effulgence automatically forced Mula Mas to close her eyes. Therefore, keeping the extra month behind him, Lord Vishnu proceeded further until he reached the main gate. There the doorkeepers paid respects to him. Having reached the supreme abode, Lord Vishnu met Lord Sri Krishna, who was surrounded by many devoted gopis. Lord Vishnu, the husband of Ramadevi, paid his obeisances to Lord Sri Krishna. Then he made the extra month also offer her obeisances to the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna. Even though she was crying loudly, Sri Krishna immediately asked, why is she crying? She's in Golok Vrindavan. Why is she crying? Nobody cries in Golok Vrindavan. Nobody cries in the spiritual world. Occasionally, out of separation from Krishna, but not because of material distress. There is no material distress. It's Vaikuntha. Kunta means obstacle, and that is Vaikuntha, without any obstacle. Here we have Kunta, obstacle. We have time, we have space, we have Adiatmic, we have Adidevic, Adibaltic, we have all these forces here, but there, and you're free. In the spiritual world, the spiritual world is the same quality as you, as the soul. You have unlimited freedom. No obstruction. That's what we want. So he said, why are you crying in this place? So nobody cries there. Oh, and the Krishna, sometimes they cry. When there's a story where in the Brihat Bhagavatamrita, Gop Kumara, he's a great devotee of Krishna, but he doesn't know who Krishna is. He just loves Krishna. He was born in Mathura. There's a story by Srila Sanatana Goswami, one of the six Goswamis. And it's his journey. There's two parts of the book, but it contains all the philosophy and all of the everything for the in our Vaishnava theology. How to, all the different stages of devotion one goes through and all the different areas, different planets and like that. It's a very interesting story because it's written in a form of a novel. It's like his story, this boy's story. And he actually eventually he gets to Vrindavan. He meets all these. He becomes Indra. He becomes Brahma. He becomes so many. He takes so many positions on the way because of his purity. Eventually he gets there. Then they meet Krishna. Finally, Krishna comes. They hear the bugles. They hear the cows mooing. They see the dust rising. They're waiting. And then Krishna comes, and Krishna sees him for his Gop Kumar first. And Krishna runs towards him, and embraces him. Said, "Where have you been? I haven't seen you for such a long time." And then Gop Kumar is in ecstasy, and he faints. And then Krishna faints in ecstasy. And after some time, then the Gopa Kumar, he comes to his senses again and gets up, but Krishna's unconscious out of a love and affection for meeting his long-lost friend. he's more affected than his devotee. Krishna loves us more than we love him. How is that? And So Krishna's laying there, then the other Krishna's friends come up, and they see Krishna laying there unconscious, and they start wailing, and then the cows will run up, and they're mooing, and the birds see, and their birds are shrieking and flying around, and it's a very inauspicious sign. Then the whole village, they hear this sound. What's happened to Krishna? What's happened to Krishna? Because all they think of is Krishna's happiness is more important than their own happiness. Krishna is their life and soul. Then they all come running. And Mother Yasoda sees Krishna laying there, and she sees his body, and she says, must be one of Kamsa's wizards, you know, taking form of a gopa. And she faints. They're all wailing and crying, and then Balaram comes up and he sees, and he starts to cry, but then, hey, Balaram's also the Supreme Person, God also. So then after a while he thinks, you know, how can Krishna be in any kind of danger? So then he understands what's happening. And so then he gets Gop Kumar to rub his hands all over Krishna's body and chant his names, and then that brings Krishna to her. So then everyone stopped crying. So occasionally there's crying, but not much. And sometimes in Vaikuntha, in Dwarka, Krishna's dreaming of his Vraja pastimes, and he's talking. He's calling Mother Yasoda, and he's in his sleep. The queens are speaking like this. Sometimes Krishna's like this, and says, "Oh, Lalita, stop pulling my dhoti, my chadar. Mother Yasoda, give me some milk." And then he'll wake up, and sometimes he wakes up and he's crying, and he won't get up and do his duties. how much love? What kind of relationships do these bridge buses have? You know that. So sometimes he's crying, and he doesn't come out. And when he's crying, then everyone cries. Everyone comes to the court. God is crying. God is laying on the floor, weeping, upset. What's going on? Never heard it before in Vaikuntha. So sometimes they cry, but that's only because of it's a different kind of crying for Krishna. No one's crying for material problems or material needs. They're crying out of love for Krishna's happiness and safety. So Krishna's asking, why are you crying here? You're in Golok. Nobody cries here. Then after he asked that, then Vishnu got up from his seat and he started to explain the miserable condition of the extra month. And he begged him, please protect his unprotected month. There is no one except you, Lord Krishna, who can save this extra month from the hellish condition and give her full protection. Having said these words, Lord Vishnu remained standing in front of Lord Krishna with folded hands. Then Sudha Goswami continued to speak. O sages, Lord Vishnu took his seat and Lord Krishna spoke very confidential words to him. Listen carefully, from now I'm going to share those words with all of you. Purushottam Sri Krishna said, O Vishnu, you have done a very great deed by bringing this extra month to me. You will become even more famous for performing this act. He's given Vishnu, you will become famous for this, Vishnu. Bringing this unwanted month to me. Because you have accepted this mala month, I will also accept her. I shall make this poor extra month just like me in qualities, fame, opulence, realization, success, and giving benediction to the devotees. This month will become equally as potent as me. I am bestowing all my divine qualities in this abused month. Named after me, this month will be famous as Purushottam month in this world. O Janardan, now she has imbued my qualities, I myself will become the husband and protector of this Purushottam month. And being equal to me, this month will be the master of all other months. Now this month will become worshipable by one and all. Everyone should pay their obeisances to her. Everyone should worship her. This month is equally as powerful as me to give any type of benediction to its observer. The worshipper of this month will be able to burn all his past sinful reactions to ashes. After enjoying a blissful life in this material realm, he will return home back to Godhead. Yeah, was that the month key? O Guru Raj, Sri Krishna continued, my Golok is unattainable to the performers of austerities, Mahatmas engaged in pious activities, to people who maintain celibacy, or to those who fast their whole life's duration. But just by observing Purushottam month and becoming a devotee, one can easily cross over this material ocean and return back to Godhead. Observance of this Purushottam month is the best of all austerities. Just as the farmer produces a rich harvest by planting seeds in a nicely cultivated land, so an intelligent man who practices devotional service towards the Supreme Lord in this Purushottam month will enjoy a blissful life while in this world, and after leaving his body, he will return back to Godhead. An unfortunate ignorant man who does not perform any japa, does not give in charity, does not pay respect to Lord Krishna and his devotees, does not behave properly to brahmanas, who makes enmity with others and who blasphemes the Purushottam month, will go to hell for an unlimited period. Hare Krishna. So this sacred month becomes the best. Anyone who worships this month becomes the best candidate to come back to Godhead. And we can perform devotional service in this month by daily worshipping me, Krishna, by chanting his holy names. So these are some of the best things we can do in this month. This is the best, is to chant the holy names of the Lord. If you're already chanting, you can increase your rounds this month. You'll get so much more benefit. Even in Kartik month, you get 1,000 times the benefit. So this Purushottam month, you even get more. So a very good time to do some extra devotional activities in this particular month. So the first one was chanting, and also studying Srimad Bhagavatam. Giving in charity, offering ghee lamps, bathing in a river. Sacred river is best. The best kind of bath is a sacred river, like Ganges, Jamuna, or a sacred tirtha of Kund. Otherwise, the ocean, that's very high on the list, not far for you. And then a lake, then a pond, then a well. These are the different options. Best things to listen. A fortunate person who follows my instructions and observes his Purushottam month properly, and in a faithful way worships me, will attain fame, opulence, and a good son in this very life. Anyone need son? Yeah, my people are always coming for me for doing puja and shingadev, that they want to have a child. So this is a very good month for doing that. It says, you worship him this month, you can have a son. Try. After enjoying a happy life, he returned back to Golok Dham. By following my instructions, everyone should worship this sacred month. I've made it the best among all other months. O husband of Ramadevi, Vishnu, give up all kinds of mental speculation about this month. Just take Purushottam month with you to your Vaikuntha abode. After narrating this brief history of the Purushottam month, Lord Sri Krishna glanced very mercifully upon Yudhisthira and Draupadi and then began to speak into Arjuna. O lion among men, can you now understand the reason why you Pandavas are suffering? You did not acknowledge the honor of honor the presence of Purushottam month, which is just recently finished. That month, which is most dear to Vrindavan Chandra, has passed, but you Pandavas were in the forest and did not worship Purushottam month, so now you are suffering. It's the cause of the Pandava suffering in the forest. So now you are You have been following the ritualistic principles given to you by Vasudev, but unless you worship Purushottaman, you cannot perform the pure devotional service to me. Lord Krishna continues, now I'm going to narrate a famous historical event concerning the previous birth of Drupadi. In her previous birth, Drupadi was the daughter of a great Brahmana sage called Madhavi. Her mother died when she was a small child, and so she was under the care of her father. Day by day she grew to full bloom youth. She was very beautiful, but her father was not interested in arranging her marriage. Seeing her other girlfriends with husbands and young children, she passed her days in a very miserable way. In the meantime, her father passed away from this material world while uttering the name of Hari. This made the daughter even more miserable. Fortunately, this is Drupadi in her previous birth. Fortunately, the great sage Devasa Muni appeared in the ashram shortly after her father's death. Seeing the great sage, the girl paid her obeisances to him and respectfully worshipped him. She offered flowers and fruits to the great sage. When he expressed his pleasure with her reception, she began lamenting and crying before him. Concerned, the sage inquired about her lamentation. And the Brahmana girl began to speak, O great sage Devasa, you know everything, past, present and future. I have no shelter in this world. I have lost all my relatives. My parents have passed away, and I have no elder brother. I am also unmarried, and therefore is no husband to protect me. O great sage, please do something. Please help me. Please give me some advice to relieve me from this miserable condition. After listening to her prayer, Devasa began to consider the unfortunate condition of the girl, and he decided to show mercy toward her. Devasa began to speak, O beautiful one, 3 months from now, the most auspicious Purushottam month will begin. This sacred month is most dear to Lord Sri Krishna. Just by taking a holy bath in this month, a man or woman can become completely sinless. This Purushottam month is more glorious than all other months, including Kartik month. The glories of all other months is not equal to 1/16th the part of the glories of the Purushottam month. Hearing these words from the mouth of Lord Shiva, the merit of a person who takes a holy bath even once in this month is equal to the merit of taking bath in the Ganges for 12,000 years. Or the merit achieved by a person who takes a bath in the Ganges or Godavari, where when Brihaspati or Jupiter enters his Leo in that constellation, it's better than that. If you will take a holy bath, give in charity and chant the holy name of Krishna during this month, all your miseries will go away, you will attain all kinds of perfection, and all of your desires will be fulfilled. Please follow my advice. Please do not forget to worship the forthcoming Purushottam month very sincerely. After speaking these words, the sage Devasa remained silent. Unfortunately, the young Brahmani did not believe his words. Rather, she became very angry, and she started criticizing. Oh, great sage, you're exaggerating. How could this extra month, which is called Moilamas, stool month, be superior than other great months like Magh, Kartik, Vaishakha? I cannot believe your words. You're trying to cheat me. This extra month is known to be most abominable for any kind of pious activities. How can you say like this? Hearing these words of the Brahmana girl, Devasa became very angry, and his whole body started burning, and his eyes became red. But remembering the helpless condition of the girl, he consciously controlled himself. Sage Devasa said to the girl, Oh, unintelligent one, I'm not going to curse you because your father was a good friend of mine. You're in such a helpless condition. Being an ignorant child, you cannot understand the Shastric conclusion. I'm not going to take your offenses towards me seriously, but at the same time, I cannot and should not tolerate your offense towards Purushottam month. In your next life, you will certainly reap the results of your offensive words. The great sage Devasa then hurriedly left that place to perform his service for Lord Narayan. what will happen in the next life. Lord Sri Krishna told Arjuna, "O sinless one, when Devasya Muni left that place, the Brahmana girl, Drupadi, in her previous birth, lost all of her opulence in a moment, being offended to Purushottam month. Her body began to look very ugly and she lost all her body opulence, effulgence. She then decided to worship Lord Shiva, who is known as Ashutosh, one who is very easily pleased. This young Brahmani then began to perform great austerities to please Lord Shiva, the husband of Parvati. She continued her austerities for 9,000 years. Must have been in Jyoti Yuga. Lived a long time then. She in the summer season, she would sit in meditation surrounded by fire and under the hot sun. In the winter season, she meditated under freezing cold water. Observing her great austerities, even the demigods became fearful. Lord Shankara then appeared before the Brahmana girl because he was pleased by her worship and austerities. When Lord Shiva appeared before the girl in his spiritual form, she immediately stood up, rejuvenated in the presence of Lord Shiva. Of all her bodily weakness disappeared, and she again started to look beautiful. Seeing Lord Shiva in front of her, she started to worship him in her mind and began to recite nice prayers to please him. Being very pleased with the girl, Lord Shiva said, "O performer of austerity, all good fortune to you. Now please ask some boon from me. I am very pleased with you. I will grant whatever you want." Hearing these words from the mouth of Lord Shiva, the girl said, "O friend of the poor, if you are pleased with me, then please give me a husband." Repeatedly speaking the same words, "Give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband, give me a husband." The girl then fell silent, and Lord Shiva replied, "Let it be. You have asked for a husband 5 times, so you'll get 5 husbands. Hearing Lord Shiva's words, the girl became very ashamed. She said, "Oh Lord, it's not most abominable to have for a girl to have 5 husbands. Please retract your words." Lord Shiva then spoke to her gravely, "That is impossible for me. What you have asked of me will be granted. You'll get 5 husbands in your next life. Previously you offended Purushottama by not following the kind advice of the sage Durvasa. O Brahmana girl, there is no difference between the body of Durvasa and mine. All we demigods, including Lord Brahma and all the great saints like Narada, worship this Purushottamant in accord with the order of Lord Sri Krishna. A devotee of Purushottamant achieves all good fortune in this life, and at the end of his life, he goes back to Golok Dham, the abode of Lord Sri Krishna. Being an offender to this sacred Purushottamant, you will get 5 husbands in your next life." The girl became very remorseful, but Lord Shiva immediately disappeared from that place. After Lord Shiva's departure, the young Brahmani became very morose and fearful about her future life. In this way, after a few days, the girl left her body by the arrangement of Providence. Lord Sri Krishna then said, "O Arjuna, in the meantime, the great king Drupada had been performing an elaborate sacrifice. From this sacrificial fire, a young Brahmani took her birth. She appeared as the daughter of Maharaj Drupada. O Arjuna, the same daughter of Madhavi Rishi has now become famous in the world as Drupadi. She is none other than your present wife. Because she blasphemed the Purushottam month in her previous life, she was insulted by Dushasan in front of the whole Kurula assembly, in the presence of all of her Pandava husbands. Fortunately, she remembered me, and she took my shelter. Forgiving her offenses, I have protected her from that most abominable condition and saved her from the hand of Dushasan. O dear Pandava brothers, please don't forget to worship the forthcoming Purushottam month. A person who blasphemes Purushottam month will never attain good fortune. This Purushottam month is fully potent to fulfill all your desires and remove all miseries. Now your 14 years of forest life is coming to an end. Please worship this Purushottam month sincerely, for it will bestow all good fortune upon you." Giving full consolation to the Pandavas in this way, Lord Sri Krishna then left that place for Dwarka. After some time, when Purushottamant appeared, Maharaj Yudhisthira reminded his younger brothers and his wife Drupadi of the words of Lord Krishna. All of them followed the instructions he had given them. They worshipped Purushottam, Sri Krishna, in various ways during this sacred month. From the merit they achieved by performing Purushottam Vrata, they regained their lost kingdom. After enjoying a happy life, they returned back to Godhead by the grace of Lord Krishna. An intelligent person should engage himself in hearing Krishna Katha from a pure soul. In this way, one should always meditate on Krishna and discuss his pastimes with other devotees. He should take rest, thinking of Lord Krishna within his heart. If one is a grihastha, he should perform his household duties in a truthful and peaceful way. He should not commit violence to others and should be merciful towards saintly people as well as to the poor. Protection of animals, truthful speech and mercifulness and non-violence are some of the important principles grihasthas should follow. Srita Goswami then continued to relate this discussion between Lord Narayan and Naradaji to the sages in the name of Srimad. He said, O Brahmanas, the great sage Narada Muni became very pleased by hearing about Purushottamant from Lord Narayan. He paid his obeisances again and again to him and began to speak. Oh, this Purushottamant is the best of all months, the best of all kinds of vratas and austerities. Even if one just hears the glories of Purushottamant faithfully, he will achieve devotional service to the Supreme Lord Purushottam, and all of his sinful reactions will be immediately nullified. One who performs Purushottam Vrata and worships Purushottamant properly will achieve unlimited merit and attain Goloka. Narada then told Lord Narayan, Lord, I am now fully satisfied, and my heart and mind are completely content. All glories to you. After so explaining these glories of Purushottamant, Srila Suta Goswami asked permission from the assembled sages to take leave, bathe in the Ganges, and perform his other regular duties. They gratefully agreed, and he then paid his humble obeisances and went to the Ganges. The sages of Namasama then spoke among themselves, Oh, this sacred Purushottam month is the most glorious and its history is ancient. It is so merciful that it fulfills all of a devotee's desires, just like a desire tree. How glorious is this Purushottam month? Purushottam month ki jai. Bhagwan Sri Krishna ki jai. So as we heard, Krishna out of his kindness, he's accepting this extra month as his wife. Right? It's so merciful. Just like when the Banusara, he kidnapped 16,000 princesses. He conquered all the local kings, and he captured all their daughters. 16,000 princesses he had, and they all prayed to Krishna, and he rescued them. I want to see Krishna ki, yeah. And they said, Krishna, we've been captured by this Bhomasura. No one will accept us now. We've been living at his place. No, we will never get married. Please help us. What was our fate? We are meek princesses. We have no shelter, only you. So Krishna said, don't worry, I'll fix it. I'll marry all of you. So then he married 16,000. By his inconceivable potency. Because that means 16,000 weddings. How many years is 16,000 days? Takes a while to have a wedding, right? What's 365 into 16,000? With our mathematicians? 48 years. But it didn't take Krishna 48 years. He just, by his inconceivable potency, then he married them all at the same time. And that means, when he's expanded himself, and that means also his parents would be there, right? Vasudeva Devaki would be there, all the relatives would be there. That means they've also, he's expanded them also. Krishna's so amazing. He can do the Devya Shikunamai Mama Maya, this material energy, of course, spiritual energy also, it works under his direction. According to his will, then things happen. According to our dreams, we dream and then we have to work hard to try to do it. Krishna just dreams and it happens automatically by his inconceivable energies in the form of Mahavishnu, Yogamaya, Mahamaya, Lord Shiva, Durga. All these energies manifest and fulfill all his desires. Nothing is impossible for him. As we heard this morning, when he opened his mouth, Mother Yasoda saw the whole universe inside. She was looking for little mud. She saw all the mud. She saw the whole universe inside his mouth. So he can do that. The accommodating potency. So he married them, and so he's also, this girl was crying, and so he took her, he married her, and nobody wanted her. Inauspicious month, she's unwanted month. Nobody does anything auspicious in this month. This was a normal tradition, right? That's what everyone knows. She's Moila month. Don't do anything, that you'll get no good benefit by doing anything in this month. So everyone rejected her. That's the personality of the month. She's a personality, so that in that form of a matriji. So she's very distressed. So everyone was, nobody cared for her. And Krishna, because she actually surrendered to Krishna, Krishna gave her a position equal to himself. Right? He said, I'm invested all my potencies, all my qualities, I'm invested in her this month. So from that month is identical with Krishna. So just imagine the potency of that Purushottam month. This is directly Krishna, not different from Krishna. So that's Krishna's kindness. Deyatamam prabhajante. Krishna says, as you surrender to me, I reciprocate accordingly. So if you surrender to Krishna, Krishna will surrender to you. You surrender completely. Krishna completely surrendered to you. Srila Prabhupada said you can have Krishna in your pocket. You surrender to him. You agree? But surrender means surrender. It means you're surrendering to Krishna. He's your object. He's your only lovable object, most valuable object, the most precious object. Otherwise it'd be dangerous for him, wouldn't it? If you surrender to him and he surrenders to you, he could be in, unless we're actually qualified, then he could be put himself in a dangerous position. So therefore the pure bhakti is very carefully screened. It's very rarely achieved, this pure unalloyed devotional service. It's very rarely achieved because that makes Krishna vulnerable. Right? Krishna will do anything. He gives himself, he becomes his devotee's property. As Lord Chaitanya told to Vasudev Dad and others, he can sell me in the marketplace. His love, he's such a devotee, I'm surrendered to him. If he wants, he can sell me in the marketplace. So that screening is, that's why it's difficult to enter into this Golok. Yeah? Golok Vrindavan. Gopinath is there. That's a very special place. Because the qualification of going there is that Krishna's happiness is more important than my happiness. Krishna's well-being is more important than my well-being. So it's completely opposite what we have, this material consciousness. We're going to Krishna for our well-being, right? But it's completely opposite there. Krishna's happiness is more important than my happiness. Krishna's existence is more important than my happiness. And that's a qualification. And then you see Krishna, Govinda, Gopinath, that he's the supreme personality of Godhead. Outside of Vrindavan, he's not the supreme personality. He's the same person, but he's not the same personality. That's why it says Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Krishna, when in Vrindavan, Krishna is not God. Right? When he leaves Vrindavan, he becomes God. I mean, if he is God, it doesn't matter. But in Vrindavan, nobody worships Krishna as God in Vrindavan. They worship it just in spontaneous love. So when he leaves Vrindavan, then he becomes... So Krishna is the source of God. You can't put Krishna in a box. Nobody can understand his actual position. Because he's the source of God. When he leaves, he becomes Mathuranath, he becomes Dwarkanath, he becomes Vaikunthanath. Then he acts like God. But because he's God, then there's... When we meet him in those planets, those spiritual planets, we see that aspect, that God aspect is permanent and powerful, you know, effulgent, powerful. Then you're a little respectful. So in that situation, then you can't see his supreme personality. Because of that awe, that reverence, and that kind of fear of displeasing him is there. But in Vrindavan, that's not there. because they don't recognize him as God. They don't worship him as God. So when he leaves, he becomes him. Krishna is the source of God. Just like when the chief minister, prime minister, when he's out, when he goes to office, it's all yes sir, no sir, right? And everyone is, you know, security. But when he goes home, who is he? He's the chief minister. When he goes home and closes his door, he's the chief minister? Prime minister? Huh? No, he's not. He's daddy, he's husband, he's brother, he's uncle. that he's the prime minister's secondary. Right? He's my brother, he's my uncle, he's my father, he's my husband, he's my daddy. That's more important than he's the prime minister. So they're only inside. Those who have an intimate relationship with him like that, they can see his most intimate personality. They can see his real personality. how he wants to live. When you're in office, you have to act according to protocol. You have to act according to how people expect them. But in the house, you don't do that. You can be yourself. At home, you can be yourself. So that's Krishna in Vrindavan. He's at home there. So he's himself. So therefore, that's his supreme personality. So therefore, it says Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Because nobody can see that Krishna outside of Vrindavan. Of course, it's the same person. Who is it? It's the same person. He goes to Mathura. He goes to Dwarka. He's on the battlefield with Arjuna. It's Krishna. But it's not the supreme personality of Krishna. He's Vasudeva feature. You can't see that because nobody can bring that personality out, because nobody except the Vrijbasis have such an intimate relationship with him that they can actually draw that supreme personality out. And even then, it's just like when the Vrijbasis actually went to Hastinapura, Kurukshetra, for the eclipse, where they all met, the Yadus and the Vrijbasis. You're the same Krishna, I'm the same Radharani, it's the same moonlit night of Chaitra, the same breezes of Kronika, but not the same. The same boy, I'm the same girl, the same thing, but it's not the same. You know, your armor on, and there's horses and livery, and we want you in Vrindavan on the side of a ratty with your peacock feather and your flute. We don't. You know, it's not the same. It can't be the same here. So even the atmosphere outside of Raj is you can't display that supreme personality. So this is Golok Krishna. Vishnu took Mailamans to Golok, and Krishna is imbued her with all of his qualities and all of his potencies. A very great bonus for us. So we can do something extra if you want to do something extra this month. The best thing is chanting, bathing in a sacred place, Bhagavatam. Huh? No. No, the best things to do, I'm saying of all this, there was many things to do. There's a list there. I don't know if we have time to read them all. Anything, any extra thing. But it's chanting, Bhagavatam, and bathing. Oh, an offering lamp. That's it, offering lamp. Just like in Damodar, Kati. You offer a lamp. A ghee lamp. If you can't offer ghee, you can do sesame. That's very auspicious. So we can do something like that. You can organize it. Give charity. Very good. Give it. Give a charity of a BGT subscription. Great journey, huh? Thousands of times a resort you'll get. You're auspicious. I know. Prabhupada started BGT in 1944. I appeared in this world in 1944. This body also. So you can do that. Give some spiritual charity. And try to engage others. You can have a, like you do sometimes, I think in Damodar month, you have a program and you offer a lamp and even invite people over to give them benefit. How much benefit you can bestow on other people. Krishna will be very pleased with you. If you like fasting and things like that, otherwise take Mahaprasad once a day. Or fast half a day. Or do the anukalpa, no grains. Different things you can do. Sleep on the floor. But those things. Chanting, bathing in the river, offering lamps. They're the best three. Bhagavan Sri Krishna ki jai. Chapati Bhakta Vinda ki jai. Radhanath Swami Maharaj ki jai. Sri Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Gaur Premanandi. Hari Gaur.
Hare Krishna, on behalf of Sri Radha Gopinath Ji Temple, we would like to thank Prabhuji for a wonderful Sunday Feast Lecture class. Let's chant loudly, Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you very much. So, there's... So, Kirtan.
I like the haircut, huh? No, I don't take the shower. Better than I should do. That's my answer.